Can you just tell me what a conversation sounds like when you're having it with a vendor about repositioning the price guide or price?
So I set up the conversation from when I'm listing the property, because I'll talk to the owners about what would happen if we put your property on the market for too low a price. We're going to get dozens of buyers, and we need to have a method that's going to be able to help push your price up. If we overquote your property and nobody comes through, we're going to have to drop the price. And unfortunately, most real estate agents will ask you to drop the price in week 6 or 7. And I would have explained to you, Tom, that, you know, we've got great evidence that shows that by week 4, your property's going stale. And week 1 to 4 of your sales process is the hot spot. That's the emotional zone of why, when a property's on the market. If it goes to week 4 and past, I call that the dead zone. I said, if you want to market your property in the dead zone, that's the discount place that buyers want to take money off you, and you do not want to be in the dead zone. So what that allows me to do, Tom, is by setting up the conversation early so that the owners have got that in their mind, and they are afraid of the dead zone. They do not want to be selling in that place. So when we're in week 1 and 2, and I say to them, listen, remember that conversation about dropping the price late? And I make a bit of a joke earlier on when I'm listing it. I say, you know, I call it peeling the onion when an agent comes back to talk to you about dropping the price, and you don't want to do that because it means you're going to take a layer of price off. You, the seller, are going to have a bit of a cry about it, but we're getting all the one step closer to getting to a sell price for you. So when I'm then sitting down with you, Tom, at week 2, and I say, we've only had 3 buyers come through the home, Tom, we don't want to be selling this in the dead zone. Let's get to the sweet spot of the market. Let's get you sold with some competition, because right now, we're not in a competitive market in your home, because the buyers are walking in, not seeing any other competition. There's no fear of missing out. And all they're going to want to do is strip price off your property in another 2 weeks' time.
I think a lot of the times, if there's been just too much of an emphasis that this is what we're going to get, and there has been this agreement, even if it's not explicit, it's been implicit that, you know, we're going to get this number, that can actually get in the way. But what you're saying is, you can still win business, not be a price dream destroyer at the listing presentation, if you're articulate enough to be able to explain that there's not a hell of a lot of pressure on getting the price right at the listing presentation, but there is a hell of a lot of pressure at getting the process right, and that you'll get far more clarity as to the value of the property in the ensuing weeks. Saving someone is not solving their problem, right? And I think that sometimes people confuse being liked and, you know, protecting someone with actually solving their problem. I think that deep down, people actually want a heavy hitter that can actually get them from stuck to unstuck.
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information, so they can design their own personal system to success. Just go to realestategym.com.au.